So was your father here at home with you during the
Well,
war
yes,
years?
but he, as I say, he was in the auxiliary fire service before the war, and then because of his eyesight, he couldn't go in the forces, so he was in the National Fire Service, and he was a squad, oh, something leader, not wouldn't be a squadron leader, that's when,
I
no, I
don't
can't remember,
know. Yeah,
but he
but
was in
he
charge
a
of a
leader
group
of a
of
group.
men,
Yes.
and
Yes.
I mean, he had this axe. Well, we were very enthralled with this axe that he had in this belt, you know. I mean, it was at home.
That's a horrible weapon, isn't
Well,
it?
yes, but it was for bashing down the
Of
doors
course,
when you went in, you know, had to
yes.
smash the doors down.
Yes. So did he have to get involved as with the London ones as
He
well?
did work in London. I don't remember seeing my father a lot, actually, as a younger child. He must have been away in London quite a lot. For the fire service, I think, although those photos are local, so
Yes.
I'm a bit, you know,
Puzzled.
wary about, you know, I can't really remember that very clearly.
Did he ever get hurt at all at the
No,
fires?
I don't think he did,
No,
no.
no. So did they have they had fire engines then with the old bell on, did they, or what? Do you remember that? Was
Oh
there a bell they used to
yes, they
clang?
would have been the old type of fire engines. And I remember it could have been a bit later on in Parklands Avenue, they would have special days where they would practice their hose pipe drill. And they had these things, and I went down to watch, and they would aim the hose water from the hose pipe at the thing to make it go round and round, you know.
All
I think that could be after the war though.